Good morning. Welcome to our Wednesday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I am a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We're talking and praying this week about confessing sin, a time to agree with God about the sin in our life, about the sin which could easily entangle us. And using a passage out of Ephesians that Paul gives a list of things that we ought to get rid of. And we get rid of them because they entrap us, because they're sinful. And he says, get rid of all bitterness, rage, and anger, brawling, and slander, along with every form of malice. And so while many of these are related or tend to come together, we're addressing each of these throughout the broadcast part of our week, Monday through Friday. And we've already talked this week about bitterness and rage and agreeing with God about those things. And today we're going to focus in on confessing anger, agreeing with God about the dangers and the damage, the hindrance that anger is in our life. James 1, verses 19 and 20, in part, says, take note of this. Everyone should be slow to become angry, for man's anger does not bring about the righteous life that God desires. I said the passage reads that in part because in order to focus in on the anger, I kind of skipped over the other aspects of the verse, which said we should be quick to listen, slow to speak, as well as slow to become angry. And as we focus in on that, I suspect that we all know someone that kind of lives with a short fuse. Maybe that someone is us, too. It seems that, at least in my life, there are different things that kind of become trigger points that light that fuse and it goes fast. Other things, well, don't bother me. And it just kind of happens, and someone else might get angry about it, but I look at it and it's no big deal. And then something that others would say is no big deal becomes a big deal to me. And I suspect that's the way it is for all of us. There are things in life, situations, people even that we encounter that just kind of light that fuse in a way that becomes explosive pretty quickly. And so when we learn to confess anger, we learn to agree with God that, well, as he said, it does not bring about the righteousness that he desires in our life. It does not bring about the righteousness of Christ that ought to be evident in our life. And so his instruction is that we are slow to become angry. We think through things. We evaluate. We consider it through the lens of God's Word. The Bible also tells us that in our anger, do not sin. There is a, I believe, a righteous anger that is not a sinful thing, that does not hinder the righteousness of Christ in our life. But it's expressed in a much different way than the anger that, well, is sinful. And so as we look at agreeing with God, it's not that there aren't things that concern us. There are. It's the way we express it. It's the way we deal with it. Our anger ought to drive us to an action that makes things right, to an action that restores relationships, to an action that restores us to God. It's in this context that we learn patience. We learn that listening through the circumstances of a situation often changes the way we view it. Our first reaction, while important in identifying what's going on, is not always 100% accurate. We hear one side of a story, and it may start at least to light that fuse of anger, but rarely is one side of the story the whole story. And it's not that it may not be accurate, it just rarely is complete. And so as we're quick to listen and slow to speak, it helps us in the way that we contain, but we keep it from spreading the anger that exists in our life. God talks about not letting the sun go down on our anger, that we deal with it each day. There's a recognition in that passage, in that verse, that we will become angry. But don't let it build up. Don't let it accumulate in your life. Oftentimes it's the accumulation of anger that makes the short fuse so obvious. You know, the proverbial straw that broke the camel's back, or the tipping point in our life, that we can only take so much before the dam breaks and the water comes flooding through and destroys everything downstream. It's the way that anger works in our life. That if we don't deal with it, it simply continues to build up until it becomes an unstoppable force. And so we learn to listen. We learn to listen to people. We learn to listen to God's Word. And we discover those things that concern God, that ought to concern us. We discover those things that concern us that are of little concern to God. And it begins to shape the way we view circumstances and the way we view situations. You see, confessing anger is not simply telling God that I'm angry. It's agreeing with God about what I ought to be doing about it. And many times that agreement with God is saying, I need help strengthening my life, protecting my life against these things that make me angry for whatever reasons that I can't many times even explain. And so in those moments, we deal with it, we draw it near to God, we understand His perspective, and we allow Him to lead. We talked yesterday about rage, and sometimes rage is that boiling point of anger. Is we've not dealt with it, we've not confessed, agreed with God that it needs dealt with, and it's built to the point that it is expressed in a way that is extreme. And it's why it's important that we agree with God that it needs dealt with, so that it doesn't grow into something that's even much worse. Numerous people have said, and my good friend David is one of those, that will often say, 100 years from now, will this really matter? So many of the things that we get angry about that own us, I'm not talking about things that we just don't like, things that we see in our own life, we see in the lives of others that are sinful, that anger us, to the point that we respond in godly ways. I'm talking about those things that anger us in a way that we hold on to it and it destroys us. So many of those things are not things of eternal consequence. And so when we allow that to define what we become angry about, then it defines how we use that anger. If it's of eternal consequence, then that anger ought to lead us to a righteousness Because it's not our anger, it's an anger that's built through God's word, through his holiness and purity. But far too often, the anger that we display is an anger of ours because we didn't get our way. Because no one likes me, because they laughed, because they made fun of me, because, and the list goes on and on and on, because they cut in line. We talked about that a little bit yesterday. Things that won't really matter. When we become angry about all of the things that don't matter, and we don't become angry about the sin that exists in our life, we've got things backwards. And so as we confess anger, we agree with God that it's not good. Medical professionals will generally tell you that anger is a destructive force in the health of our body, of our mind. And when we learn to follow God's instructions and being slow to become angry, we do ourselves a great favor. And when we agree with God that anger cannot control us, should not control us, must not control us, then it's our responsibility to, as the Bible says, to take every thought captive and make it obedient to Christ. The anger begins within our mind, within our thought life. And agreeing with God is saying, I'm not going to allow that to control me. I'm going to be controlled by God's Spirit. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. And we confess and agree with you that there are times where we become angry very quickly. Times that we're not even sure why we became angry so quickly. The emotions in our life had just reached that boiling point and had boiled over and became obvious and became expressed through our words and our actions. And in those heat of the moments times, our words and actions did not reflect the righteousness of Christ that they should have. And so God, help us as we agree with you about the damaging effects of anger in our life. Help us to take every thought captive. Help us to be quick to listen, to be slow to speak, to slow to become angry, to consider what is really going on. Consider if there are elements of the situation that do have an eternal consequence. Because we recognize and know that, as your word says, that becoming angry will hinder us from the righteousness that we ought to be living with. And so, God, today, in the moments that anger creeps into our life, may we recognize its purpose. May we recognize if it's an anger that draws us to a greater holiness and purity, or if it's an anger that leads us down a path of destruction. And Father, today, help us to agree with you about the need to address anger in our life. And may we understand the need for your Spirit to help us, because we can't do it alone. And so, God, today, as we face circumstances and situations that may anger us, may our first response be to turn to your word and listen to your Spirit, so that our response to people would be that of righteousness. God, as we allow your Spirit to correct the anger in our life, to direct it in a way that is right, may our response to others be such that it lifts up Jesus, so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Wednesday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.